Why are there so many languages? Oh, well, that's a great question. So why isn't there one language? So there's a very good counter question to that, and that's, why isn't there one kind of saw? So I own a chainsaw, I own a skill saw, I own a miter saw, I own a table saw, I own a tile saw. Might have found a pattern here. And they're all different tools for different kinds of things. And there is overlap. You know, I can use a handsaw for the same sort of thing I'd use my miter box for, but the miter box might be better in a lot of cases, or maybe the handsaw is better in some cases. So I think it's for me, it's all about languages as tools for what you need to get done. And for certain classes of problems, certain languages will be better tools than others. You know, there's a class of problems for which, you know, C# is very good. There's a class of problems for which Perl might be a better choice. You know, maybe you need to write something in 5 minutes and you don't want to, you know, deal with languages, with class libraries. You just want to write it very quickly. So I do think there's kind of two kinds of people. There are some people who view languages as tools, and there are some people that view languages as kind of lifestyle, or maybe languages and platforms as lifestyle. And the two are often confused when they talk with each other.